Now that we're done with photosynthesis, we can move on to cellular respiration. So photosynthesis is basically making the food. Now cellular respiration is eating it and breaking it down so we can use it. By definition, or my definition, the simple one, cellular respiration is the process by which glucose is broken down to give us energy. The formula for cellular respiration is C6H12O6, which is glucose or our sugar, plus 6O2, which is our oxygen, which is the air we breathe in, through some conversion, I'll tell you later, gives you 6H2O, which from earlier, we can tell this is really similar to photosynthesis, just switched, or so it seems. 6 waters, plus 6 CO2, plus 6 carbon dioxide molecules. Oh, and there's something new, plus 36 to 38 ATP. ATP is our energy that powers our cells, and that's exactly what we need. We want optimal ATP, which is 38, but sometimes you get 36 and fall a little short. We need ATP to carry on our everyday life. Okay, the three parts of cellular respiration, you know, the three steps, three special steps, you know, you used to watch Special Agent Oso. Okay, the three parts of cellular respiration is starting off with glycolysis, then you go to the Krebs cycle, and then you end in the electron transport chain, which also stands for ETC. So let's continue and let's listen to our friend Coco over here. Let's see what she has to say.